And we're so proud and happy to have them back on this Friday morning. It is our friends from Trinity Chapel Church here in Dubois, Pastor Charlene Laver with This Is My Story. Good morning.
Good Friday morning, City of Dubois and surrounding communities. I am Charlene Laver, pastor of Trinity Chapel Dubois, inviting you to journey along with me for the next 25 minutes of storytelling. My only request is that you would agree to allow your heart to be enlarged, challenged, healed, transformed by the renewing of your mind. I pray we will all be changed into the likeness of Christ, O Lord, that we would have ears to hear your voice. Good morning. I am so excited to share a very special, addition to my last story. I would like to tell you, in our last story titled Mountain Climbing, that it was a story about my son. And shortly after we shared this story, my son gave me a call. And I shared with him because he didn't know that I had told this story, and I told him that I had just shared this on the airwaves and that God had made a great promise and how he kept it, that he would one day be over 300. And to my astonishment and my joy, my son spoke to me and said, Mom, I need to tell you this. I now lead thousands. In fact, 4,000 to be exact. As it is written, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, he kept his promise, but did even more than we ever could have imagined. Oh, I pray you will tuck that into your heart today. Never, ever underestimate the goodness of our Lord. So let's talk about this. My title, Coincidence or God's Kept Promises of His Goodness in My Life. What do I mean by God's kept promises? Allow me to share his promises I speak over my life daily. This comes from Psalm 91. It's titled, Safety of Abiding in the Presence of God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy and show him my salvation. Today, I will put you to the task as to whether you will believe in God's goodness or call it a coincidence. There are many ways God speaks. Let me share a few with you while we are on this subject. Audible voice, John 12:28-29. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. So the crowd of people who stood by heard it. Secondly, the still small voice comes from 1 Kings 19:11-12. God's revelation to Elijah. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. God is a still, small voice. Listen. Listen. Thirdly, dreams. Job 33:15-16. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon the peoples, while slumbering on their beds, then he, God, opens the eyes and ears of them and seals their instruction. I am about to experience the God's voice as in a dream. He is about to reveal a warning that if I do not heed, the end will be tragic. Listeners, I invite you to experience God's goodness through not just any dream, but my dream and my Job encounter. This is my story. I am in Rapid City, South Dakota in 1972, working in a hotel as a waitress at the Alex Johnson. It was a day like any other day. Same old routine, up at 5, off to work, complete my shift, and then a long walk home at 5 p.m. Nothing new, or so I thought. Then the dreams. First night, I was asleep in the midst of a terrible storm, and the flooding began, and I was so afraid. There was no way out. A terrible fear came over me, and I was gasping for air, and then I would awaken. I thought to myself, what on earth have I eaten to experience such a dream? Second night, same dream. I thought to myself, how can this be? The exact same dream. Third night, I really didn't want to go to sleep. But after dozing off, once again, the exact same dream. I shared these dreams with both my husband and coworkers, and quite frankly, they thought I was losing it. And to be truthful, I thought I was too. A heaviness came over me, and I could not make sense of my world. I began to ask questions about the weather. Were they predicting a flood in the area? No one seemed to be concerned and told me to relax. Charlene, it's just a dream. Then I thought that I remembered in the dream I was unable to reach my parents. So I called them and asked if Pennsylvania was about to experience torrential rains and flooding. They too reported no and questioned me, why are you asking? I shared my dream. I shared the three dreams all in one exactly the same dream. And as I was sharing those dreams, I could hear a still, small voice saying, "Go back to Pennsylvania now." I persisted in my endeavor that we would return home. We needed a way to get back to PA. After much prayer, I shared with my husband that I knew it was God leading me, that we needed to listen, even if none of it made any sense. I convinced my husband to check at the business college that he was attending to see if anyone could possibly be heading to Pennsylvania. Yeah, like that was going to happen. But God, when it is God, He will do the miraculous. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Isaiah 43:19. In seemingly hopeless situations where we can't see any way out, God's power has the opportunity to shine the greatest. It's in those times when we come to the end of ourselves, where we know we can't depend solely on ourselves, but God. He is the God of miracles. When my husband went back to the college, he actually bumped into his closest friend and said to him, "Hey, my wife is so convinced that we are to hurry back to PA, and now is the time. I know none of this makes sense, but what are the chances of anybody in this college going back to PA? I know she seems off the wall, but what's the chance of that?" And his best friend says, "Hey, I'm going to PA. I want to get a couple of horses back to Pennsylvania. We're leaving tomorrow morning. I was hoping I would have someone to help me along the way." But God. So I gather up all my tips, and I offer to pay for gas for his kindness to let us go alongside of him and return us to PA. I went to my work and I rescheduled my work, and we were on our way. The drive seemed forever, but the horses were rather unique, and I loved feeding them and helping him along the way. We finally arrived in his destination. He wanted to go to New York first, and so we stayed overnight there. And by the next morning, we were on our way to PA. I'm excited. I'm going to see my parents that I haven't seen in a while. We get to my home, we pull in, I run out of the car like a little girl running home for the first time. I get inside the house and I look at my mom and dad and I give them both a hug, but just as I'm hugging my mom, I happen to catch a glimpse of the TV. And I saw something on that TV that I recognized. I knew. I recognized the sign. You see, every day I would leave my job and I would walk about 2.5 miles home every day. But before I could get to my home, I had to cross an interstate, 4 lanes on both sides with a medium. And every day I would hug this sign, sometimes standing there for as long as 5 to 8 minutes, just waiting for the traffic to please slow down so I could cross to at least the medium and then stand a few more minutes, if not 10, and get across that one to get to my apartment. That sign was on TV. That was the sign that I hugged every day. And then I saw the news. It said, one of the worst disasters in United States history happened right here in South Dakota. I was shocked and I was alarmed to learn that a dam had broken that torrential rains had begun to enter into the Black Hills and began to make its way towards the city. The dam broke, in fact, two dams broke, and came down over the city. My landlord was certain that I was truly gone because she knew at the hour of this devastation, I would have been walking home. But it was God who took me to PA, and I was spared. I stand in awe of God and how He moves in our lives if we're willing and ready to listen to what He wants to say to us, whether it be a dream, an audible voice, or a still small voice. I encourage all of you, be listening, be aware of God who is moving in your life and knows your destiny and will do all that it takes to get you to that very call that He has placed in your life and makes a promise He will fulfill it. One of the things that overwhelmed me is that we had a horse. We had a horse about 10 miles away at a ranch. And when we had heard about this devastation, we were sure that we had lost our horse. But I know that the Lord is such a good, good God, that He cares about everything that was in my life and how I prayed over that. In fact, it got so terrible there in Rapid City, South Dakota, that they claimed a martial law. We weren't even sure if we were even going to get back for weeks or months. But in time, we returned and we wept expectantly to hear that our horse had been taken in the flood. But to my shock, and to my heart of thankfulness, the Lord God let that waters go around the only branch that our horse was on, and the horse was spared. You see, God looks at every detail of our lives. It is wide and broad. And I just encourage you, never underestimate the goodness of God. I must admit, dates and times are a bit of a blur now. All I truly remember is that if I had stayed one more day, I would not be here to tell you my story. I was awed that the one sign that I held onto every day, kind of hugging it to get across the road, would be the one sign that I would see on TV as a reminder. My God knew. I know that sign. And I would know to give Him the glory from saving me from a tragic ending. God is faithful. God kept His promise. As I prayed through Psalm 91, God was my refuge, my safety, and my hope. I'm awed by God. I am so awed by God's goodness. Through His persistence, He never gave up on me, constantly wanting to warn me not once, but three times to save my life. When we depend on a faithful and good Father, our Heavenly Father, He is faithful to take us through the storms of life. For it is written, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. I have concluded in my life that God is good, both in the good and in the hard. I have settled the question, is God good or isn't he? With the words of Job, even if he slay me, yet will I trust him. But for many, it is a roller coaster ride. One day when things are good, God is good. And when things get hard, God is unfair. And for some, they have even come to the conclusion that God is cruel. But I say to you, God is either good or he is not. There can be no in between. And that is the battleground from where it all starts or ends. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Once again, today, I will put you to the task as to whether you will choose to believe in God's goodness or deem it a coincidence. But be warned, the first offers the fullness of life. The latter offers nothing.
Let's pray. Father God, you are a good, good Father. It's who you are. You are everything that the perfect Father should be. You are our Creator, Sustainer, Protector, Provider, Comforter, Healer, Waymaker, and Promise Keeper. You are the author of our story. And today, I thank you for Reverend Charlene's story. This story is not about coincidence, but rather it is about your powerful God incidents. Father God, as it is written, we can make our plans, but you determine our steps. You delight in every detail of our lives. And we know that you cause everything to work together for good to those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Father God, please bless everyone in your city of Dubois and the surrounding area who hears this story. Open their eyes to see and open their ears to hear the truth about who you are, our good, good Father, and prepare their hearts to have life-changing encounters with you. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been This Is My Story with Pastor Charlene Lawver from Trinity Chapel Church, with a special prayer at the end from Pam Fennell. Trinity Chapel Church is located on West Scribner Avenue in Dubois. Sunday service times are every Sunday at 10 a.m. Bible studies happen on Thursdays at 6 p.m. And the Gathering at the Well is the first Sunday of each month from 6 p.m. until 8:30. The Gathering at the Well is a more casual gathering, a time for fun and friends, and a place for adults to gather in a Christian atmosphere and share in different activities every single month. If this program did touch your heart this morning, reach out to Trinity Chapel Church. These church services are meant for you, and anyone is welcome. Again, that's Trinity Chapel Church on West Scribner Avenue in Dubois. This has been This Is My Story.